They called a fast to seek help from the Lord. Father God, we just declare that spirit of prayer and fasting right now in this time, Lord God. Father God, the prayer and fasting, Lord, that just cuts off the garbage, Lord God, all the distractions, the prayer and fasting, Lord, that sharpens that two-edged sword in our life to be able to cut through, Lord God. And so, Lord, we just declare that over our nation. We declare that over Belize right now, that spirit of prayer and fasting, seeking God's face, crying out to you. Lord, we declare it's impossible. It's impossible for the enemy to have more power than you.
Desire your move in our nation, God. We desire your move in our hearts, Lord God. And so, Father, we choose to stand. We choose to stand, God. We choose to persevere, Lord God. Father, you do not desire those who draw back, Lord God. And we are with you, God. You are for us, Lord God. You are for us, God. And you are for us, God. Who could be against us, Lord God? We choose to stand, God, in your plan and your purpose for a nation, in your plans and your purpose for your church, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Father. God, we choose not to give up, God. We choose not to give up, God. We choose to arise. We choose to stand firm, Lord God. We choose not to allow the enemy to trample over us, Father God. But your word says that we are more than a conqueror, Father. We are designed to be more than a conqueror, Father God. And we will conquer.
Restore your bride to be positioned before you, God, and to call upon your name, Lord God. We're asking you to station your army, Lord God. We're asking you, God, to call forth your priests, God, to minister before you, Lord God. We're calling upon you, God, to release your grace for your people, God, to return into your presence, God, and to be totally consumed by your presence and your people, God, to stand in awe of you again, Lord. We're calling upon you, God, to pour out your spirit upon this generation of believers, Lord God, to stand in the gap on behalf of this nation and to stand in the gap on behalf of your purposes, Lord God.
Greater is he that is in us, God, and he that's in the world. And we, God, will conquer with you, Lord God. We are on your team. We are on your side, Lord God. And so we choose to stand. We choose not to give up, Lord God. We choose to rise above the clouds, Father, in the name of Jesus. And so, God, your plans and your purpose for a nation will prevail. They must prevail, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Rise up, men and women of God.
God, stir up love, God, in our hearts for you, God. True love, God, that Father God, that we will not just go partially or just kind of give you peace of our hearts, God, but that we will give you our all. God, I ask you, God, that even in this time, God, that you stir up hearts, God, you increase hunger for you, desire for you, God. Father God, that even as we carry through our daily activities, God, that our hearts will be yearning for you and wanting you, God, and longing, God, to connect with you, God. Father God, I ask you, God, for purity, God, of heart, God. Purity of heart, God, towards you, God. Father God, the power is in the purity, God, and I ask you, God, to raise up, God, passion and love and purity for you, Lord God. Father God, we will guard our hearts, God, and we will guard the gates of our hearts, God, and we guard what comes in. Father God, I ask you, God, to put a watch over our eyes. Put a watch over our eyes, God, a watch over our eyes, God, that we will not give our eyes to worthless things, God, that we will not give our eyes to worthless things, Lord God. Arise in our hearts, God. That we can see change come. That we can see reformation manifested like never before in our nation, oh God. And Father, we declare this day that it's not by might, it's not by power, but it's by your spirit, Lord God. It's by your own spirit, Lord. And so we're in desperation of your spirit, God. And we declare, Lord, that it's only you can bring change to our nation, can bring change to our people, can bring change to our very own lives, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. And so, Father God, Lord, we take authority right now over the strongholds of heaviness and oppression, Lord God. Father, so many people struggling with mind battles right now. Lord, we take authority over those mind battles, Lord God. Jesus, you said that you give to us the keys of the kingdom. The keys of the kingdom. Whatever we bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Whatever we loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. And so, Lord, with those keys, Lord, we bind the discouragement right now in Jesus' name. We bind the unbelief, Lord God. We bind the heaviness in the name of Jesus. We bind, Lord God, the oppression. We bind, Lord God, the battles on the mind, Lord God, the suggestive thoughts to our minds, Lord God, be it of fear, be it of insecurities, Lord God, be it of lust or wrong thoughts, Lord God, Father, be it of discouragement or unbelief, Lord God. Father God, we renounce them right now in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus.
Father, we just declare your authority over the nation of Belize, Lord God. We declare your prophetic word, Lord God, to rise in the nation of Belize, Lord God. We declare your prophetic authority, Lord God. We declare that no longer, Lord God, we're going to compromise. No longer the churches are going to back down, Lord God. No longer as a church, Lord God, as ministries, Lord God, we're going to not come to the understanding of who you are, God. Father, we just declare that we, Lord God, as a people, Lord God, we, Lord God, are going to stand, Lord God. We stand in the gap on behalf of the nation of Belize, Lord God. We stand in the gap on behalf of the nation of Belize, Lord God. And we say, Lord God, no more, Lord God. No more, Lord God. We take authority, Lord God, against every spirit that may try to rise up itself against you, Lord God. We take authority against every work of the enemy, Lord God. And we say, we, Lord God, as a people, Lord God, call you forth, Lord God. We call forth your authority. We call forth your prophetic word. We call forth your fire, Lord God. We call forth the fire of judgment upon the head of the enemy, Lord God. We call forth your fire of vision to begin to spread through, Lord God, the nation of Belize, Lord God. The fire of purity, Lord God, to begin to rise up in the hearts of each and every individual, Lord God. Each and every young man and woman, Lord God, will begin to rise, Lord God. We call forth your fire, Lord God, of vision, Lord God. In Jesus' name, that the fire, Lord God, will be burning brightly in the eyes of each and every person, Lord God, each and every young man and woman, each and every church, Lord God, the fire, Lord God, of purity. In Jesus' name, we consecrate our lives, Lord God. We consecrate ourselves, Lord God, to the things of you, Lord God.
God, let repentance break forth in Jesus' name, Lord. Let there be an acknowledgement of all the wrong and the sins that has been committed, that has been grievous in your sight, oh God. Father, let the church take responsibility, Lord, that you can draw near to us, that you can heal us, Father. Lord, you said in Chronicles, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray, Lord, and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, that you will hear from heaven, God, that you will forgive the sins and heal the land. And God, we're in desperate need of that in this hour, Lord God. We're desperately in need of that, God. Let there be a manifested reality of this truth, God, as the church responds in repentance and humility and brokenness, Father. Jesus, we're asking you to shine through, to show up, to walk amongst us, God. Jesus.
Lord, we take every thought captive to the obedience of Christ in the name of Jesus. And God, we want to burn for you. Lord, we call forth the people who will burn for you, who will burn for you, who burn for your purity, who burn for your righteousness, Lord God, who burn for worship and for prayer, who burn to see your kingdom established, Lord God, and your glory manifested in the nation of Belize. And so, Lord, we call it forth in the name of Jesus. And so, Lord, all these things that we take authority over, Lord God, we loose the exact opposite, Lord God. We loose, Lord God, the joy of the Lord. We loose, Lord God, the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the intimate knowledge of Jesus Christ. Lord, we loose, Lord God, the spirit of joy, the spirit of worship, the spirit of prayer. Lord, we loose a spirit of focus, Lord God, laser focus on you.